Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner, rounding out the crew as we attempt to navigate the latest boating news and information. However, we're going to actually take a diversion of our typical flight plan today because we're going to talk about doing the Great Loop. Mike has a buddy named Chuck, and Chuck is with us on the World of Boating right now. Chuck, welcome. And we're going to apologize in advance, because you're going to be the man in the know to educate the rest of this crew accordingly when it comes to doing the Great Loop. Are you game? Or what do you
think? I'm game.
All right, excellent. First off, how did you cross paths with Mike the Mariner? Did you just meet at the marina there in Sanford where he's based out of, or what?
We did. We just come down to Sanford, and we needed a place to keep the boat for a little bit. Mike and the whole group down here at the marina are just fantastic people. And all of a sudden we said, let's just keep on paying the slip fees and stay there. So we just met here at the marina.
Yeah.
And it's all good.
You visited Mike and his fellow sailors around the marina, and they seem like a fair enough crew, and you got locked in. You just said, we'll stick around for a while. That's what happened.
Well, it's almost like that. It's almost like we were backing into the slip, and people just said, "Hey, welcome home."
Uh-huh.
That's just about the way it was.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You got a friendly guy there. I mean, Mike fits in our crew pretty well, so I guess that just goes with the territory of who you surround yourself by, well with, I guess. Right, Mike? What do you think?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, We do have a pretty special marina, and it was like that when I got there,
yep.
You know, 2 years before Chuck did.
Yeah.
But I do have to say, Chuck and Margaret are absolutely fantastic people. They've become great friends, and I just love listening to the stories and just getting little nuggets of humor and information from Chuck every time we're on the dock.
Well, there's nuggets of knowledge. Yes.
Yes.
Especially when it comes to doing the Great Loop. Even Barry, the boater, might pick up a tip or two today from his exploits. Are you ready, Barry, or what do you think?
Yeah, I'm ready for it. But you said welcome home. So are you originally from another state?
No, he's just being friendly. He's a Florida friendly.
Were Florida boater, but you were stationed or you were docked at another marina at one point or no?
We live. We have a home in Illinois, and so that's where we actually started the loop from.
Right.
It's on the Illinois River.
Yeah. But when he says, when you say you felt like, you were welcomed home, it was just because Mike and his buddies were just so super friendly, right? Is that what you're?
Absolutely.
There, you see, Barry's not used to that. He lives in South Florida.
South Florida, when
you walk out the door, you're worried about getting sieved. Is that right?
No, you are armed. You have your bulletproof vest on,
yes,
and you're looking
exactly
left, right, and center.
Yeah. So there's that. But so Chuck, Mike was talking about this a few weeks ago on the show, that you have done the Great Loop not once, but four times. And then right before we go on the air, I asked him about that. And I was like, wow, four times you've done the Great Loop? That's impressive. Actually, it's four and a half, which means you either had a major mishap on one of the adventures or how, explain that. How did you come up with a half?
Well, Like I said, we started in Illinois, and this is halfway.
Okay.
So we get to Florida halfway, and then we go around again and around and again and around again.
But, all right, gotcha.
Like,
so you gave
your 500, but
yeah,
slow.
Exactly. So yeah, it was like the boat's half full as opposed to half empty and sank or something.
Just keep turning left. That's all you got to do.
Okay.
Keep.
All right. Well, that
sounds like stock car racing.
Yeah, kind of, I guess. But, okay, so the first time you did the Great Loop was when?
2013.
Okay.
And 14.
All right. So it's fairly recent. If you've done four, I mean, well, I mean, there's a season you run this loop, isn't there? Well, or is it?
We just got back to this marina after an 8-month loop.
Yeah.
Just a week ago Friday.
Wow. So, I mean, is that the time frame, or do you just, you know, will you just say, well, we'll go in the fall this time and we'll go in the summer this time and you mix it up a little bit? Or is there a particular time of year that you
there's a particular time.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you're following, for most loopers and cruisers in general, you're following the weather.
Yeah.
And so in the spring, it gets hot in Florida. You probably noticed that from time to time.
I have.
And so you just head north and keep trying to keep that 75 to 80 degrees till you get up to the Erie Canal or Canada. We went to Canada that first year.
That sounds like an excellent plan. Yeah. Okay. That makes total sense. As far as, you know, doing this, I mean, I guess we should back up and just talk about the kind of boat that you've taken these adventures. Has it been the same boat each, the 4.5 times? Or is it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So what kind of boat are we talking about? What is
it? Talking about a Bayliner 3988. I guess there's a bragging and paying, but the 39-foot water line, and we pay for 45-foot. So it's a 39-foot boat.
As Mike's. It's 39, but you pay for 45? It sounds like you're getting screwed on that one.
Yeah, we are. We are.
What's the deal there? I don't get it. Why is that? Well,
there's a water line length, but marinas charge you by the foot, by the overall length.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So we have a dinghy on the back of the boat and et cetera. And they feel like they need paid for that. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I get it now. Yeah. Is that apply to you too, Mike, on your boat? Is it the same way? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine's a Silverton 39, but it's really 44.5 feet long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They include a bow pulpit if you have one.
Bow pulpits.
Everything.
The swim platform.
Swim platform.
Yeah.
But mine's integrated. Mine's part of the hull. But
that's sounds like a nice vessel, though. I mean, and that's just for you and your wife that have been doing this, or more people that join you throughout the journey, or what?
Mostly just the wife and I, and very seldom does anybody come on. It's most boats. they feed for, sleep too.
Right. Okay.
Wait a minute. You said Bayliner. Don't we know someone that had kept looking at Bayliners?
No.
We don't?
No, do we?
A guy from Virginia keeps looking for a boat.
Oh, that guy.
He was looking for a different kind of Bayliner. Yeah.
I thought they were all the same.
Completely different class of vessel.
Way less money, I'm sure. Yeah.
This is a real loop.
Proper looper. Yeah. 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 Do you like being called loopy or looper, or what do you prefer, Chuck, now that you've done it four times plus?
A looper doesn't bother me, but my wife is really sensitive. She likes to be a cruiser. So she's
cruiser. Okay.
Yeah,
that's right.
She wants to be a cruiser. So, just because we cruise in a circle, and basically that's what we're doing is cruising. But I have a shirt that says the Great Loop. And so,
You got flags on your shirt. Is that for each loop that you've completed, or is that just
basically there's three different flags. There's the white flag is the first time you do it. The gold flag is when you've done it once, and then the platinum flag when you've done it more than twice.
Nice. All right. And then, so now you got bragging rights and you can tell everybody else to suck it that hasn't done that, or just say, hey, sorry, I'm a cruiser. You're just playing loopy until you get to my level.
No, mm-hmm. I love the organization, and I really love the people. There's actually three or four other loopers in the marina at this time. And you can believe it or not, two of them have Bayliners.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We're not loopers, but we're definitely a little loopy. And we're going to get a little deeper into this on the World of Boating today. Stay close.
You're You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.